That's a good point. The last time I felt like happened to me when I was pregnant and had my son is like, I didn't need the dad. I had resources. I had, you know, welfare, whatever that could help me until I got a job. But aside from that, I was hoping you could expand a little bit more on your comment about the equal rights, because I happen to have just heard about that. It's like a bill or something that might be going into law, and how do you see that is in support of abortion? I'm not sure I see the connection.
So just to wrap up the other thing, kids need both their parents, their mothers and their fathers, equally, sure, okay. So the Equal Rights Amendment it was an attempt back in the 20s, it came up again in the 70s, it's coming up again now, to have an amendment to the United States Constitution that says you cannot discriminate on the basis of gender. And so this gives an opportunity for the development or the use of a legal theory to support abortion. So Roe versus Wade did not ever have a good, solid argument. There is no right to privacy in the Constitution. It's very weak on many levels. It's scientifically off, it's historically off, it's legally off, it's very weak, it's like it's gonna fall down. So like Ruth Bader Ginsburg always, apparently always felt that was the wrong approach, that if you want to finalize this issue about abortion once and for all and the debate, then it has to be based on a gender equality argument. So you have to have a hook for that, though, and the hook for that would be, you know, you don't have to have a hook for that, but the Equal Rights Amendment offers a really good hook for that, so that when you, because this is, if you want to keep it as a federal right, you're going to the federal court, you're going up to the United States Supreme Court, and they interpret the Constitution, that's their job. So if they have a Constitution that has an Equal Rights Amendment in it, they have to address that. And so legally, if the Constitution says that you can't discriminate between genders, your argument then is abortion is discrimination against women because it prevents them from being on an equal footing with men. Men can control their reproduction in the sense that they don't have childbearing. Women cannot do that. They have that. So there has to be an equalizer. And so that's the hook.
Wait, so abortion makes women unequal?
It makes them equal to men because that way they can control their reproduction. Like men can go through they don't have to have a career disrupted by a pregnancy. They don't have to have an education disrupted by a pregnancy. They have an advantage and this is the argument, they have an advantage and they've used that advantage to gain power in our culture. Women have been disadvantaged. They don't make as much as men. They're not on the boards. They don't have the high positions. We still don't have a woman president. You know, these are their arguments that pregnancy is a liability and it brings down your social status. Mm-hmm. Women will not be equal to men until they can control their reproduction so that they don't have to interrupt their path to success. Just like men don't have to interrupt their path to success. So that's that. Okay.
Makes sense. Seem like the transsexual trend is going to influence that argument when men start wanting to have babies. Do you hear hints of that?
So, yeah, you know, it's interesting because some of the transsexual issues are clashing with feminist values and goals. And I don't see that. I think I wish there was something that could kind of make the whole abortion argument topple, but I don't think that's going to be it. I think it's going to be kind of sidelined, kind of. But I could be wrong. If there's something that topples it, that's great.
If your argument about men and women being equal. And men can do this and women can't because of pregnancy, I'm surprised there's not some sort of a real push for sterilization.
Well,
forced sterilization.
It is.
Yeah.
Sterilization of them is good.
Yeah. So there was. So that's unconstitutional. Actually, that kind of still is unclear. It is really interesting. I have to say, I'm surprised that people don't have those procedures in the Netherlands, where they have the lowest abortion rates. They have a lot of sterilization, voluntary sterilization. I don't, you know, that's just facts. Not endorsing any of that. You know, none of these are my arguments. This is just what's out there that we have to contend with. That's very powerful.
Is that Dutch treat? Goes both ways.
So I have a question that's kind of, anyway, I'll just say what the question is. So whenever I think about this debate, I always struggle with, trying to think about it from the perspective of what would I want for my own children,
mm-hmm.
versus
Beautiful.
Like what do I think if I'm talking to someone else, what do I think they can stomach, you know? So thinking, and what I mean by that is like, you know, for abortion, you know, if I were talking, make sure my son is not there.
Oh, here he comes, great.
Okay. So basically,
he's so cute. Both your kids are adorable.
Sweetie, can you go count the number of orange fish in the pond for me? If you count it properly, then the sisters and mothers know, then you'll get a little prize.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He's so cute.
Okay. He's pretty quick, so I'll have to be fast. So, like, if it were my kids, I would say, go. don't have sex before marriage, you know, just don't do it. That's really the best, you know? But for other folks, like, I know they're not Christians, I know they just don't care. So I would say, like, get along, acting, reproductive, you know, get a chod, you know? Maybe not IUD, because they're really abortive patient, rather than just the shot, which is just a continuous, like being on the pill automatically. But then I struggle with that, because I'm like, I would never tell my daughter, get this hormone shot in your arm, you know? And I really struggle with that when I enter into this debate, because part of me is like, no, I want to make the argument for the good of humanity, and I want to tell people the same thing I would tell my own kids, and to do anything to give something that's worse to other people is hypocrisy. You know, I'm like, well, I love my kids and I don't really care about you, so just don't get yourself in that situation, get a contraceptive, you know, whatever. But then I also I'm done with the questionable part.
I think,
but I don't want to enter into these arguments with people that if I'm saying that, it's just going to be like,
there
does not compute. I want you to ask how the lobby was that correct.
Thank you, sir. So I think
we
can
say. Are there actually six orange fish in there?
I think you're right.
I think we can say that when we dehumanize the life of the unborn child, we dehumanize all of life, because we lose respect for life. And then we have assisted suicide and euthanasia. It's not an isolated thing. Abortion is not isolated. The attitude that the unborn does not have value sends a message that life doesn't have value. And whoever's in power then decides whose life does have value. If we don't value all of life, then it's who's ever in power is going to decide which lives have value. So I think we can say that to people. And they may argue with you, they may be stumped, they may be accused, but you'll sow some seeds of get them thinking in a different way. That's what I think. I wouldn't say do contraception instead of getting pregnant, because there's issues with contraception. And, you know, that's not good for women either. All that fake hormones, that's not healthy for women. So, that's how I would approach it. Just a big picture.
Before more questions are asked, I just, you know, it is 3:45 almost. So if anyone needs to leave, fine. Anyone that wants to stay and listen more, fine.
I'm available for any questions. So is it okay, or should we,
we have a question? Yeah.
You know, as a woman, I think about the fact that why do women assume that in order to be equal to men, that we all have to do what men do? You know, it's like we were given things by God that are wonderful, abilities that are wonderful, and our standard should be the mother of God. It shouldn't be what a man does. He was given standards by God that are wonderful. And each of us should value ourselves as women and men as to how God created us. And the idea that somehow if I'm not having sex with everything that walks by, or if I'm not the CEO of IBM, or if I'm not this, if my standard is a man, then I'm devaluing what God has given me, which is my femininity.
Absolutely. And in a post-Christian time where we have the two different worldviews, if you don't have the Christian, that is a Christian worldview. And it's beautiful, and I share that. But if you don't have that Christian worldview, then it's a materialistic worldview, and it's about what brings more happiness to me.
But it doesn't bring happiness. That's
it's
the thing.
Well, it's really an attempt. Doesn't. But this is kind of part of the worldview. It's a clash of worldviews. That is why there isn't a valuing of the differences between men and women. Instead, they want to, like Father Edward was saying, you want to remove the distinctions between gender. And it's never going to happen. It's never going to succeed. There's no way you can do that. Unless there's some amazing medical technology around the corner. And I mean, there are things coming along, you know, artificial wombs, you know, having children, you know, grow totally outside the mother. These, you know, things are being looked at and considered that are pretty chilling. Thank you, everybody. You guys are fantastic. I have my 6th, 7th grade class about you guys.
Please go fast.